We've been talking a lot about greyhound racing in the news, and yesterday, Luke Foley, Labor leader of New South Wales, actually came out in support of reforming the greyhound industry rather than shutting it down completely. His message was absolutely slammed by Christina Keneally, former Labor Premier, and Mike Baird, the current New South Wales Premier, who has said that he will shut down the greyhound industry by 2017, or the greyhound racing industry, gave a very detailed response to Mr. Foley on Facebook. It's a big deal. It's a big topic. People are talking about lives and jobs. And we're going to have a quick chat with Tracy McLaren. Now, she's the founder of Gumtree Greys. It's a greyhound rescue organisation. Now, according to Greyhound Greys, the greyhound racing industry is responsible for the mismanagement and death of 17,000 greyhounds on a yearly basis. Health and well-being of the dogs is under scrutiny as the industry, the breeding and the mishandling has led to a great deal of unnecessary death. Tracy joins me on the phone right now. Tracy, good morning.
Morning, Nick.
Now, were you surprised to see that there was suddenly debate about bringing back the greyhound racing industry?
Look, I'm not surprised. I thought that the owners, trainers, breeders, anybody involved in the industry would fight. It's their income. It's their living. I think anybody, any industry that's going to face a shutdown like that is naturally going to fight. I'm surprised at the Labor leader, though.
Yes, I was quite shocked to see that too. I mean, especially when it was an oddly decisive decision by Mike Baird to get it shut down. I did not think there would be pushback from another government sort of area.
No, and I agree. Mike Baird's decision caught us all on the hop. Yeah. Even the rescue groups didn't know about it. I think it's a really a knee-jerk reaction from Luke Foley.
Now, what's the process of rehabilitating a greyhound that you've taken out of a racing environment?
Okay, well, it depends on the degree of injury that they come to us with. And they all come with some degree of injury. And as the greyhound ages throughout the course of its life, obviously a lot of those injuries become more prevalent with arthritis and such like. So we always de-sex the animals, we vaccinate the animals, and then we offer them up. They go into foster care, temporary foster care, and then they're offered up for adoption into homes once the foster carers have spent time with them and understand the particular dog's nuances, you know, whether it likes cats, whether it doesn't, if it likes small dogs, etc. And then some of the dogs, we have significant surgeries. They come to us with legs that have been fractured that haven't been repaired properly by the owners.
So if the greyhound ban actually comes through, I mean, how many dogs are we talking about that will need to be rehomed?
It's going to be thousands, and it's thousands already. I mean, there's been a lot of hysteria, and look, I guess it's rightly so over how many dogs are going to die as a result of the ban, but they are dying in massive numbers anyway. You know, nationally we're looking at about 17,000, and that's based on the stats that we're getting from the racing industry. And it has been hard to get the real facts from the racing industry over the years. Mm. This is the stats that we keep ourselves on how many are dying. They're not being recorded in the own racing industry's records. So we think possibly more than 17, but 17,000 we can definitely say. And I would say we'd be lucky if we're saving 3,000 a year in Australia at the moment.
That's a very small figure compared to what's around.
So you can see there's a lot dying anyway.
And with Gumtree Greys, how many would you manage to get through in a year personally?
It's what we can take. You know, we're self-funded. We get no money from the government. We get no money from the racing industry. So it's all about fundraising ourselves and relying on donations and, you know, cake sales and sausage sizzles and the like. So last year we rehomed 130, which is really a drop in the ocean, but it's enough to keep us very, very busy.
Tracy, thank you very much for the insight on a quite more personal take on what's happening with the greyhound racing. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Nick.
Yes, it's not a debate that's going to go away in a big hurry, especially not when there's money and livelihoods at stake, but also worth considering what's happening with the animals as well. The RSPCA have been fairly damning of the industry. It's going to be very curious to see how this all shakes out.